so much, Mr. Carlson, for being here. Item number 9.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to enter into a 2013 professional services contract with Pharmerica for pharmacy services at the Behavioral Health Division.
All right. Good morning, Ms. Lucy.
Good morning. I'm joined by Mr. Jim Kubicek, who is the Deputy Administrator.
Good morning.
It was on the regular schedule, it was time for us to do an RFP for pharmacy services. We did an RFP. We looked at a number of options as it relates to pharmacy services. We actually have two different types of pharmacy services. The acute care, the inpatient services, is managed in one manner. The long-term care services are managed in a different manner, that they get a monthly blister pack of all of their medications, as is common in most long-term care facilities. And so we wanted to look at the at options to see if there were different vendors that would be interested in different options. The first option we looked at was doing all of the pharmacy services within our building at BHD, both the acute care, outpatient services, as well as the long-term care. The second option we looked at was doing only the acute care pharmacy and outpatient services in our building. Third option, which is actually how it works now, is to do the acute care pharmacy and outpatient services within our building, and the long-term services at an off-site pharmacy. And the fourth option was to do long-term care services only at an off-site pharmacy. Vendors were, we had a pre-bid meeting about and described this. We took questions and posted questions on our website. Vendors were allowed to bid for any or all of these particular options. We received three proposals. The proposals were reviewed by an RFP panel, which consisted of county staff as well as outside representatives, including a former hospital administrator, a pharmacist, and other individuals, and a consumer, I might add. These proposals address the different combinations of the options, and also we reviewed, of course, responsiveness to the RFP. We reviewed quality, quality of the proposal, experience of the vendors, their compliance with DBE, and how they actually propose to do services for the Behavioral Health Division. Based on those, BHD is recommending a contract using option 3, the acute and outpatient services at the BHD hospital, and long-term services that would be done, would be provided an off-site pharmacy. We're recommending option 3 with Pharmerica. The proposal submitted by Pharmerica met or exceeded our evaluation criteria. Another major distinction between this contract and previous contracts is that BHD will now hold the pharmacy license, and for all medication which is not part of long-term care, we will do our own billing, and we will do our own purchasing of that medication, and we will do our own billing. We believe that this will streamline the process. It will also result in some financial advantages for BHD. This is particularly important and really only a possibility since we have implemented our new electronic medical record. We'd like to set up the initial contract period as being April 14th through 2013 through December. This would give us some opportunity for transition and making sure that there is no issues in terms of that transition. And then I would just add lastly, we will likely be back to talk to you about purchasing of a pharmacy component for our electronic medical record. We're evaluating several options as it relates to that, and we'll be reviewing that with our pharmacy vendor to make sure it can be fully integrated into their system as well as ours.
Okay. Very good. I did ask Mr. Hare to be here this morning, and I believe that he is outside. I received – oh, no, there he is. Come on up, Mr. Hare. As most of the committee knows, Mr. Hare did conduct an audit of the pharmacy out at BHD. And I did receive an email from a supervisor asking whether or not the contract that is in front of us today included the recommendations that Mr. Hare made. And so Mr. Hare has taken the time to review the contract, and he will be speaking on that.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee.
Thank you.
The report that we issued in August of 2012 identified a number of concerns with regard to the current pharmacy contract management. We made a dozen recommendations on pretty much all areas of the contract. They related to prior authorizations, financial reporting, co-payment management, clinical with accreditation, patient information updates, and the need for pharmaceutical services for community-based. The report that we talked about in September of 12, when Ms. Lucy was before you on this issue, she made it clear that going forward in the RFP process for the current period, that those 12 recommendations would be addressed. And in reviewing the RFP and in discussing it with Ms. Lucy and Mr. Kubitschek, it's our considered opinion that the action that they're recommending to you today will put them in a better position to provide these services contractually.
Okay. All right. Is there any questions for Mr. Hare?
I guess
so. Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, since Mr. Hare came up with the 12 recommendations during year 2012, did the current provider adjust to those recommendations, or did they not apply to those recommendations?
We tend to focus our efforts on management. We don't have a lot of control over contractors, so we attempted to get those 12 problems solved via management. I think it's kind of a mixed bag in terms of how much cooperation there was with the current contractor. Some of this went to the need for more clarity in the contract, and that's fundamentally, I think, what we hope to see and what I think is before you today.
Ms. Lucy, did they apply for those 12, or did they work with you on the 12 issues that our auditor come up that we have all respect for?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Supervisor Weisham?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just had a couple of questions on this because I would like to know how this clearly fits into our mental health redesign, because it sounds like we're creating infrastructure at VHD that then in the long run, since we're going to a community-based system, that it seems that we're going in opposite directions there. So if somebody could clarify how these two things sync up, it would help, and I have a couple other questions.
I think, Ms. Lucy, you could answer the question in the aspect of how much pharmacy is for our residential units out at BHD, and then how much is for the hospital portion out at BHD? How does this contract affect both of those areas?
Well, the contract covers both areas, Supervisor, and it will, we have shared with the selected vendor that we will be making some changes in those areas, and they're aware of those. But no matter what, until we have no patients, we will need pharmacy services. We're not looking to add a tremendous amount of infrastructure per se. We're looking to do some things different in terms of how we operate the pharmacy. It's necessary that we have pharmacy services, and as long as we have patients.
Okay. Supervisor Weishan, you still have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Because it seems like we're going to the contracted services where we have a pharmacy license held by the vendor, to now we're switching that. And I don't know if we have acquired that now or if this new vendor has this license, but if we terminate the contract with the current vendor, you won't have that pharmacy license. And so I have questions there. And I don't know if everyone on the committee has received some information from our current vendor that they put out that had some questions about the RFP process and what was actually asked. Mm-hmm. So though I'm not on the committee, I would respectfully ask that the committee, if they would go into that issue and then potentially lay the item over for a month so we could get to the next cycle, so we can get some of those RFP questions.
Okay. Those RFP questions actually have been submitted to Corporation Counsel, and I saw that she just walked into the room. And so are you comfortable? Would you like to address the RFP issue? Corporation Counsel Walker? Nothing like walking into the hot seat, huh?
Right. Good morning, Madam Chair. I didn't hear the question. I was watching, and so I missed it from the time that I ran downstairs. What is the question?
It was in regards to the RFP process.
The concerns of Omnicare.
The concerns that Omnicare has regarding
the RFP. That you reached out to me about.
Yes.
Is that right? Okay.
Yes. Hold on just a second. Let her finish answering the question.
Madam Chair, as I understood the question that you and I were corresponding about, it was whether it was appropriate or advisable for the panel to talk to Omnicare in the midst of the RFP process.
The second part of the question is what Supervisor Weishan is asking about, and that is in regards to the grievance process.
Let's let him over.
Correct. Hold on just a second.
Madam Chair, I have a large amount of questions when it comes to the RFP process.
Okay.
And if the committee could, like I said, I'd like to look into those concerns as they were expressed in the letter that we received, and as it relates not only to the grievance process, but the whole RFP process, that because we have multiple different processes out there.
Okay.
So if she could explain why they chose one process over another, and why the problem with the grievance session and things like that.
Okay. Ms. Lucy, are you able to talk about the RFP process?
Mr. Kubitschek was in charge of the RFP process, okay. And we can certainly talk about it, but let me be clear, we have not seen this communication, so I don't have a specific way to answer any specific questions or have not prepared for any specific questions.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what the issues
please,
are.
I know you've been waiting patiently at this committee to ask some questions. I'd like to ask a couple of questions.
Okay. Hold on just a second. Ms. Supervisor Weishan still has the floor, and so I understand that the committee has questions, but as a courtesy to our colleagues who also will have this in front of them, and at a time when they're not able to ask questions, we have to allow for them to ask questions during committee. And so, again, I understand the committee has questions. I am trying to address the questions that Supervisor Weishan has. And so...
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I'm done with my questions.
Okay, very good. I'm going to revert back to Supervisor Mayo, who felt like he still had the floor when I gave it to Supervisor Weishan. So please, by all means.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And my question is really, and the reason why I'm asking these questions, I had three of my constituents call me last night about this contract, and some of their concerns exactly was, tell us the RFP process. And make sure the RFP process was transparent. So can you go through the RFP process, make sure it was transparent, and then I have another question after you explain the RFP process. And everything that you was in the RFP with to all the vendors, am I correct?
Yes.
All right. And you stated earlier that you had a session with question and answers about the RFP process and everything else. But I'm going to let you announce that again, please.
All right. Madam Chair, Supervisors, the RFP process was the same process that's used in other RFPs that the county has submitted. I worked in close consultation with the contract manager, Dennis Busing, who helped me throughout the process, making sure that all those steps were followed. I wasn't prepared for this comment, so I don't have the specific dates of the actual events, but the RFP was issued. There was a question and answer period where interested parties could come and ask questions of the division. Contract management was also there. Answers to those questions were posted on the website. Then the RFPs were submitted. As Administrator Lucy indicated, we received three submissions for pharmacy services. There was four different companies that were in attendance at the public meeting. One of those corporations decided to back out because they had just been awarded another major contract, so they didn't feel prepared that they could move forward. The RFP panel was selected, as Administrator Lucy indicated. It was we tried to do a cross-section of BHD personnel and outside personnel that could give a fairly comprehensive look at what was being asked. After that point, the RFPs were received. The RFPs were then copied and given to the different panel members for review and scoring. After those the scoring sheets were conducted, there was a follow-up meeting with the two top vendors where additional clarifying questions were asked of those vendors. The panelists had the opportunity again to review that meeting with each of the vendors. If they so elected to change their scoring, they were given that capability of changing those scores. Then once those scores were finally tabulated, then the decision was reached.
So, thank you, Madam Chair. You're saying so the panel had opportunity to change the score after listening to the individuals?
Yes. Yes.
Also, my question is, was this the low bid, or was this the lower, how you say, the lowest bid, or was this another type of bid when you decided to select?
This was not the lowest bid.
So it's not the lowest bid. And the other question for you, how will this be more financially for you going to this new model? Because I'd like to know that also. Then I have one more question.
So we had a pharmacy consultant that came in and helped us design the RFP, looked at our pharmacy program, the way that we deliver medications to the various licenses that we operate, and the recommendation was to change the way we do business in terms of how the license is maintained. Respond somewhat to what Supervisor Weishan asked. The process is being changed right now. The pharmacy license is being applied for now. It's not a significant change in terms of the workflow. It's just something that we have to do and we have to hold in order to order those order the medication. We're anticipating that there's going to be a significant budget impact because we will be able to secure and maintain all the rebates for the medications. We're going to be able to get we're going to be able to be a member of a pricing group where we can order medications at a discounted rate.
So we go into a consortium for our pharmacists.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Okay.
Purchasing.
My last question, and now this came from one of the people who are dealing with the other vendor who did not win, and I was curious: is this not the company that we got rid of? Who won? Is this the same company we got rid of before we had problems with, and now we're going back to them in 2005?
No, we've never had any contracts with this company.
Okay, that's what I'll make sure. Thank you.
Madam Chair, could I just mention about the consultant? We did bring the contract for that consultant to this committee. This is the pharmacist that we have been doing work with through our joint commission activities. He was very well familiar with our activities because he'd done our review of our activities related to the joint commission, and so we were able to utilize his expertise and knowledge about us as well as his expertise and knowledge about the pharmacy business. So that was that was the consultant that we utilized, and we did bring that contract here.
Wonderful. You also?
I'm done, thank you.
Supervisor Stemper and then Supervisor Taylor.
Those 12 recommendations, were they inserted into the RFP or after the two top vendors were selected and you had that knowledge when you were able to question them in the panel. Sorry, my mic wasn't on. Did you hear me?
Yes, I heard you, sir.
Okay.
So further, Madam Chair, if I might.
12 recommendations, were they before or after the RFP? And if they were after, were they included in the questioning for the top two vendors that were chosen?
The way I would describe it, Supervisor, is that the 12 recommendations suggested to us we needed to manage this contract differently. And so the way we wrote the RFP, the way we plan to conduct our business, those are all aimed at achieving those recommendations. So you wouldn't be able to find word for word those recommendations in an RFP, but they formed the approach to the RFP, and they formed the approach to our desire to make some changes in how we're managing this contract.
Mr. Hare?
Is that?
It's probably my fault for kind of oversimplifying that, because I would agree with Ms. Lucy. The 12 concerns that we had, some were addressed with the operational approach they took to providing pharmacy services. Some were right for the RFP, and several were more a matter of what will be included in the contract that's signed with the new vendor. But as much, I think probably the largest area would go to the operational decisions about how to provide the service.
Okay, that's all I have for right now.
Okay.
I wanted to hear some more conversation. Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Supervisor Taylor?
All right, thank you, Madam Chair. When was the last time we did an RFP?
Four years ago? 2006.
So OmniCare's been with us since 2006.
They've been with us longer than that.
Well, that, but for this period, for this item. Explain the, we talked about the process, but why do we choose not do a procurement and go through that route and choose a different way of doing it? Can you explain that to me?
I guess I'd ask Mr. Busing to mention that. The rules are a little bit different as it relates to health care purchasing. Mr. Busing?
Good morning, Supervisor.
Good morning.
Taylor.
Good morning.
Madam Chair, Chairwoman. I'm Dennis Busing. I'm the contract administrator for the Department of Health and Human Services. The service that we were looking at was deemed to be a professional service. It's governed by Chapter 56.3 of the Milwaukee County Municipal Code. Our procurement division operated under the Department of Administrative Services, obtains procurements and lets RFPs for Chapter 32 purchases, which tend to be commodities, supplies, staff services, things of that sort, what we would refer to as non-professional services. So for that reason, the department let the RFP. It would not really be an RFP that the procurement division would be interested in letting.
So in the past, we haven't done it this way?
Mm-hmm. It's been done this way in the past.
In the past. And then under the, and I guess I'll ask the question of corporate counsel. Based on this process, the only way that a person, I think Supervisor Weishaupt was kind of bringing this up, the only way a person could appeal would be to actually come to this committee or to the county board. The way I'm reading it, I could be incorrect, but then why were we not allowed? I mean, I got an email on the 5th of March from the chairwoman saying that I think it was sent to the entire county board that we couldn't speak to the previous vendor, and I didn't get any corporation counsel. So I'm just trying to find out, are we allowed, not allowed? Because if we have questions but we're not able to ask them, it just seems to me that there's a little bit of an issue here. So I guess I'd like some clarification.
Corporation counsel, so that's a twofold question, and both of those are items we discussed.
Okay.
So his first question is in regards to the grievance process. The second question is in regards to the lobbying.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So in respect to your first question, there is a grievance process that a unsuccessful bidder can follow. And because of that, the reason that I advised, our office advised, that conversations with the proposers was not advisable is because when the RFP process is used, we have to have the administrator document the process, and that process should be maintained for 7 years, and they are not able to document the process if there are conversations that are going on that goes into the ultimate decision that this body makes. They come forward with a proposal. The ultimate decision as to whether you want to go forward with that that vendor or not is your decision. And so we have to be able to document the process that was followed to get to that. And so my advice was essentially that you want to level the playing field, so to speak. And so if there are questions about the process, the vendors who had submitted responses should come to this body in an open forum to have conversations so that the process could be fully documented in case there is a challenge.
Okay. Supervisor Taylor still has the floor.
So basically this is the forum where the losing team can basically come to us and express all the reasons why we shouldn't make the decision recommended by staff.
Madam Chair, this would be the forum that they could openly talk about the concerns with the process. That would start it. But there is a grievance process that can be followed, a formal process, that, again, this body then will ultimately determine the outcome of the grievance, the appeal as well. So this would be the initiation of it. And questions about the RFP process, about questions about the way they follow the RFP, all of those things would be here in an open forum for not only the person who wants to grieve it, but any other interested party to get information and to hear the information at the same time.
So, do they have listed lobbyists? Do they have registered lobbyists with the county that they could lobby us, but they're just not allowed to? I mean, are you saying you're advising us, or are you saying, no, we can't? Which way is it in regards to Omnicare?
Madam Chair, I'm not certain that Omnicare has registered as a lobbyist. I don't know that information. I do know that as of the date that the correspondence between Madam Chair and I started, information that was provided to us indicated they had not registered as a lobbyist, and so there was concern about the number of contacts they would make, even if the advice would be to have you conversate with them. But my advice is that because you are ultimately the deciders as to whether you want to go with that vendor or another vendor, and you're ultimately the decider of any appeal, that it's not advisable to have one-off ad hoc discussions, but that you have it in an open forum and then have the process, the actual appeal process, be followed.
And I appreciate what you're telling us. And as the ultimate deciders, I think we need to have all the information necessary to make a proper decision. And to this point, and what I've heard and what I'm reading, I don't think I'm ready to make that decision today at all. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Stumper, Supervisor Bowen.
Not yet.
All right, Supervisor Mail.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and to our Corp Counsel. because I asked you some of the questions the other day, and where my concern is, even though they may have a lot of number of things that they have, even playing field, there might be some issues they may have about an appeal. We don't sit in there when they evaluate. We don't have even scoring, how they score those things. So where my question was to you, besides this RFP, other RFP, they come talking to us about their plan. And so that's just why there's a little mix, misunderstanding, because you was an advisory from you, and I respect that. But since I've been here, we had opportunity to talk to anyone who has some concerns about or lobbyists for their plan. And that's where I think that we need to work together to come up with a different plan to make sure that we're all on the same field. There's a number of concerns about this right now that's coming in front of me. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to make the motion to lay this over for 1 month so we can get everything straightened out. Because this is becoming, if we didn't have this issue right now, I would go with staff. The known time I go with staff. But we got to make sure that we have everything in front of us, because I do not want this to be a 2002 again, that the county board didn't take time out and do the proper thing. And people understand what I'm talking about, because I was here, and we need the information. Madam Chair, you have a motion for layover.
Okay.
To the next cycle.
Okay. I do have a motion for layover till the next cycle. Supervisor Stemper on the layover.
I just want to ask you, can you ask one question about the
song?
Thank you, Madam Chair. The pharmacy consultant, was I elected when they came before the board, or was that before me? I was?
I'm sorry, that's multiple choice. Yes, you were elected. You were on this committee, sir, when you brought that forward.
When did he come?
September, was it?
Sorry. It was an expansion of our contract with CMS, and we asked for specifically that the reason for the expansion was to add consultants.
Okay.
To add consulting services to his contract beyond the Joint Commission to help us with this RFP.
Okay. And
is it
okay? And that's something that was added, so it wasn't done in the past. We haven't had an expert come and help us with the RFP on this specific contract.
I wasn't here when the RFP was done before. I would only say that we haven't in the past occasionally used consultants when there's a more complicated issue that really needs a professional.
Okay. One, just for clarification, he was part of the developing of the contract. He wasn't part of the team that chose the provider, right?
I think
he's asking if you were part of the RFP scoring panel.
No, was the consultant was just part of the? He wasn't part of the panel, was he, or was he?
Madam Chair, I would say that information about the makeup of the panel is something that, because we're still in the process of the RFP, should not be discussed.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Are you familiar with this email? This documentation?
No, I'm not.
Okay, I'd like to refer this to them so they can address. Can you respond to this to see if this is accurate and let us know if this is true? So I'd like to refer this to them in accordance with your reference.
So Supervisor Stemper would like to refer the letter from Omnicare to Corporation Counsel for her review. And
March 6th and then March 12th.
They did March 12th.
One's March 6th and one's March 12th.
So we refer both of those documents from March 6th and March 12th to Corporation Counsel.
Let me know if it's true or not.
For her to opine.
Three?
Sorry, there are three.
Yeah, it's the 11th and 12th. And six.
The 6th, the 11th, and the 12th.
Thank you, madam. Okay, yes, I'd like to refer all those to your panel to let me know if these are accurate.
Do you want to refer
and
this
And please
item?
Respond in the letter.
I'm happy to respond. I just have no idea what the content
Okay, is good. Email. Okay, we'll get it to you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. All right.
So, Madam Chair, for clarification,
yes.
I believe the supervisor is referring the documents to the panel, not to Corporation Counsel. My office is not involved in the panel. I mean, I'm happy to take a look at the document, but I'm not certain what it is that you would want us to answer.
I can clarify. Who has the best knowledge to address to see if these statements are accurate.
PhD administration.
Okay.
I'm not knowing what the content.
Right, you don't know what it is.
I don't know what it. I don't think it would be appropriate to bring back the panel.
I don't think it's panel related.
Okay.
This is about past business.
Okay.
With BHD.
Okay.
So that's what I'd like to refer to, Madam Chair.
So, all right, very good. So we will refer that to both staff and Corporation Counsel. And then they can make the determination as to who the best person is to answer the questions.
Thank you.
All right. Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I had a question in the, in the specs of the contract. So we hired a consultant that adjusted what it is ultimately that we were asking for from the vendor, from what the previous vendor was offering. How much did those, specs change from the last contract?
In terms of specs, are you talking about the method of delivering pharmacy services?
Right, what we're asking the vendor to do.
Significantly.
Okay.
It's a significant change because prior to, in all years prior, the vendor themselves ordered and billed for the medication and maintained their own inventory. What we're proposing now is that we will be the holder of the license, the pharmacy license, so we would order the medication and maintain the inventory. And the Pharmerica is willing to participate in that process. They will offer ongoing inventory management services for us and help us along that path to make sure that we have an ample supply of the medications that we need. But county will be doing the actual purchase of that medication. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And the
all that was clearly outlined in the RFP.
Mm-hmm. Secondly, what would the cause of a delay of a month, the impact that would have? It looks like we changed the specs of this contract so we can increase the savings of and efficiency in our department. Laying this over for a month, what's the impact? I think when I look at the contract, it would award April 14th.
Is it manageable? Yes. Is it preferable? No. To answer that question as succinctly as I can. This is a process that we've been have undertaken for a number of months now to get to this point. Not knowing what even the issues are, it's hard to even address them. So it's a difficult question. I mean, can we survive? Will we manage by extending this another month? The answer to that certainly is yes, but it just delays everything a little bit longer.
Let me ask you this, Mr. Kubitschek. If we were to give you until board day to get this information answered or to get the questions from committee answered, is that doable?
Board day is next Thursday.
Thursday. And that's what I was going to get. I think we could possibly get this done before board day, so we can still fall in line with the time frame that they have set forth. And my other point is just that I think this is the public forum where the concerns could be made or could be addressed, but I don't know if anybody from Omnicare is here.
They are, and they've registered to speak, but they'll be next.
Okay.
We also have representatives from Pharmerica here as well, in case there's any questions.
Okay. Ms. Lucy, in the 2013 budget, we did add a pharmacist. Is that correct?
A position was added, yes. Primarily, again, off of the audit to do some better management of that.
Okay. And also, can you refresh committee's memory and mine included? We did do something with this contract, and there was 3 months. Is it an exit clause? Is that the correct term for that? Okay.
We came before the committee in December and asked for a one-year extension with a 90-day out clause, so that it gave us time to do these to do this RFP process.
Okay,
and for a significant. Good transition time.
Okay, and how does that 90-day out clause, does that affect, would a layover affect that or no?
It would only affect in terms of when we executed that clause.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
Supervisor
Madam
Taylor.
Madam Chair, I can obviously see just by your reaction that you're uncomfortable with what we're talking about because we have letters and you don't know what these letters say.
Right.
Okay, so that I don't know how you guys came to the conclusion you did. And I think that Supervisor Mayo was saying in the past, you know, sometimes you'd see what the process and see the scoring and things like that. Here, being asked to vote blind, basically. And then when you get a letter, which you'll get dated March 12th, that says that this is going to cost the county up to almost $240,000 more. I don't know whether that's correct or not, but you're going to ask me to cast a vote on spending more money when we're trying to cut everywhere else. So I think we got to be really, you know, careful how we proceed and get the right information. If this is the right, I respect the Corp Counsel and her opinion on this. So everything should be in open forum. But for me to cast a vote, I think anybody up here, we've got to have all the information available, made available to us. And so, you know, these letters will get to you. But then I think we need to kind of open up the books and say, here's what we're doing. Here's where the concerns are. This is why we chose. But you're in a 3 or 4 page, I mean, you gave us a 3 page, you know, memo saying this is what we're doing. And a bunch of it's all jargon that is in everything, section this, section what. I need more than that to make a decision if you're going to ask me to spend $250,000 more.
That's true.
Okay.
I just want everybody to be clear on the on the committee that as in regards to the RFP process, the panel, the scoring, things like that, you won't have access to that. And so, we're never able to see those. We approve RFPs every single committee, and so, but we're not allowed to see that. And so, that is, I don't know whose policy or county board policy or RFP policy or maybe legal policy. I'm not sure, but we don't. All right. But so, you still have something, Supervisor Mayo? All right.
Madam Chair, if I may.
Yes, go ahead.
Supervisor, just to address the financial issues, I don't think there's any. We're not trying to hide behind the fact that we're going with the more expensive provider. That's true. We are, and there's an. What we looked at, what the panelists look at in terms of scoring the straight financial component was not only the bottom line budget number, but the responsiveness of the RFP to what the RFP, or the responsiveness of the submission to what the RFP was actually asking for, and the specificity of those budget numbers.
One second, Madam Chair, I think I was the last to speak. I got one question here then. Then why in our document, in our packet, in item 9, did you not clearly state to us this is going to cost more money? I mean, in the fiscal note, it has a zero, you know, but, you know, if it's $250,000 more, isn't that something that maybe this committee or the county board would maybe like to know? Like I said, you know, when I get these for information, you know, these, you know, items in the packet, like I said, it's always an interoffice communication, and it's bland, and it doesn't really tell you much. Now, I could make a phone call to every department and go through each item, but I expect a little bit more information than what we're getting, especially when you're asking for an upper and not a downer because of financial. So I'm not saying you're trying to hide something, but you sure aren't very clear that this is what was going on.
Okay. And so basically, if you could address the financial situation, because I'm – okay, so here's the thing. So you're going with a more expensive provider. But we've already done some things internally, like hiring the pharmacist, which are now not part of the contract. And so how does that all equal out, and how does that all, and in the end, are we spending more? Will the savings, you know, justify the expenditure? So I think what we need is we need a financial report from you, just breaking all of that down, so that we can look at it, even maybe a side-by-side comparison if you're able to do that with the provider that you're asking to have and the one that we currently have.
Supervisor, we'd be glad to work with, Madam Chair, we'd be glad to work with Corporation Counsel to see what's permitted and not permitted. I would only just remind you all that we've not always taken the low bid.
Right.
We look at a number of factors, and
right.
Fiscal is one. A factor that is included in an overall review.
Right. Yeah.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you very
finished?
Much.
Yes, all right. It's giving me the floor back, yeah. Supervisor Stemper.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I understand policy states that we're unable to get the dynamics of the RFP process, but are we able to get a little bit more reasoning behind the recommendation? You know, this is why we chose them. They're better than them, something like that. Or, and also, I don't know if this is appropriate, but you can let me know and stop me. The question of the top two vendors, was this other challenging vendor at least one of the top two? You said you chose two out of the three or the four. Were this challenging vendor, were they at least the competing company for the top two vendors?
The incumbent was one of the top two.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Supervisor Mayo.
Madam Chair, I prefer to withdraw my motion for a layover, and I would like to make the motion to refer all the questions to staff and corp counsel, because you have more questions than just earlier.
Right.
And I think that would be the proper motion at the present moment. Okay. So we can get everything done.
Okay.
And
what's the difference?
Pardon me?
You said that's good.
That sounds like what we wanted and why we're going to get to refer. Is there something different, or is that the same thing?
Madam Chair.
Mm-hmm.
Madam Chair.
Hold on just a second.
My motion to lay over would just lay it over.
Right, right.
Now, because first she can, with certain questions that the chair is going to ask, she could say so ordered to hand that information
right.
to her. Now you ask much more questions. So I will withdraw my motion to lay over now to refer all the issues, the letters, the questions, the financial statements to the department and to corp counsel so we can have that in front of us in the next cycle.
Thank you.
The same, but you're getting work done in advance of that meeting.
Okay. So we will refer all of the questions as well as the documents that Supervisor Stemper asked for to be referred to staff, to Corporation Counsel, and Mr. Hare can be involved in that review as well. Okay. Supervisor Bowen?
I just want to clarify if there is an opportunity to speed this process up, and we could call, you could call,
right.
Madam Chair, a special meeting. That's still an option?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to clarify.
No. Oh, my motion is for next cycle. No special meeting.
Referral to next cycle?
Next cycle.
Okay.
That's not going to be an option.
On the referral to next cycle, but let's hear from the speakers, and then we will.
I'm not going to change my motion.
Okay. All right. And so do you have to vote on the referral to next cycle?
Yeah, we have to vote
okay.
on everything. Mm-hmm.
All right. I have a card from Mark Salibri, PhD from Roshan's Omnicare. You guys can call. I'll come on up. Okay. I want to be very clear that this is not the grievance procedure. Okay, so you're gonna discuss the we have to stick with what is germane, and so what is in front of us is the current contract that's in front of us.
Correct.
Okay. What?
My manager's on
it. It's okay with her.
We normally do 3 minutes.
Okay. Well, I would ask if I have a couple handouts just on the transparency.
And I apologize. You are David Halbrooks.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay.
Members.
So you're going to speak together.
Mr. Salvador will follow
you. So
yes.
You have 6 minutes.
Thank you.
All right.
If I did bring a couple of handouts, just if you could briefly take a look at them while I'm talking. We want to thank you for the opportunity for the layover. We think it'll provide you the opportunity to learn some more facts that you don't have before you. We are sad to be here, and especially with the future of the department and the balance, we think this is a bad idea to be bringing a pharmacy indoors at this point. But what I am handing you, just I know there were explanation from the department, but I want you to, if you could just quickly page through tab one and look at all the mistakes that were put in with the care of this RFP. When the RFP was issued, it was an RFP for a jail. All provisions were their consultant in Pennsylvania or whoever. Nobody reviewed it. All the yellow things that are crossed out all the way through, including a double insurance that conflicts the consent decree for the jail, all of those were in the RFP. So that's tab one. Tab two, I just wanted to highlight that this was actually four RFPs, not one. They had four options that were not interrelated. They did not provide us a way to score between them, and you should ask for the results of all of them.
Okay. Mr. Hare?
Madam Chair, I just want to suggest that this might be a time for the committee to consider our county ordinances in Chapter 110 hearing process. In the past, we've had vendors come to the table to dispute a recommendation of administrators, I believe your practice has been to have any arguments about process addressed through the 110 process, which in my understanding involves the administrator making a determination, the vendor making an appeal to the administrator, and then if they're not happy with the administrator's decision, they can appeal under Chapter 110 to you.
Okay. And again, this does seem like this is very this is a grievance of the RFP process. We're not here to discuss the RFP process. What we're here to discuss is we're here to discuss the contract that is before us. So if you have arguments as to the actual contract, then I would ask you to please make sure that your comments are germane to that subject.
Right. One of the things they did was after they didn't have the answers ready for the pre-bid meeting, they changed the RFP significantly after and put contract provisions in that they didn't have to pay us for quite some time. We tried to file a protest. They ignored it.
Okay. Mr. Hallbrooks,
yeah?
Please, with all due respect.
That is in the contract.
Okay, we're not here to discuss the RFP process. We're here to discuss the Primerica contract, which is before us. That is, here's where the issue becomes. The issue becomes that we have noticed this meeting, and in the notice of the meeting, we have the contract before us. We don't have any grievance. We don't have the RFP process. I've been a little bit lenient today with my committee members because I know that they had questions regarding the RFP process. So I apologize. But your comments need to be germane to the contract that is in front of us.
And my only comments are based on the reasons for you to take an extra cycle to take a look at some of these things so that you can they're to add to the questions you have so that you understand that what you've been told is not actually what happened. And so for the department to appear and say that they had a transparent process, that isn't what happened. And so, yes, if we have to come back, we'll be glad to come back. But right now we would support the motion to hold over, and we will continue to provide information as opposed to lobbying in the manner we have. Mm-hmm. We are glad that they agree with us that we were significantly cheaper, and I think you have a lot of things to look at as part of this process, and I agree with Corp Counsel, you are the only body that can decide this. By the department doing the process through the department and not procurement, which would have had rules and specifications, they can do whatever they want up until it gets to you. I do not agree with Corp Counsel that you cannot see the RFP results. You are the deciders. I appreciate Supervisor Mayo's comments, historical comments. That's exactly the boat you're in. You're being asked to vote on something, and they will not show you their analysis. BHD is not the decider. The five of you are. And I would ask that you see all the documents, see the scoring on the separate options, see the scoring on the pricing. And
okay, and again, Mr. Hallbrooks, if you could please, please keep your comments germane to the contract that is before us, not to the RFP process.
With regard to the contract, the comments on the audit were as to whether they were in the contract. The recommendations were all to BHD, not to Omnicare. The recommendations were as to their budgeting and their stop avoiding the prior authorizations thing. Those two things cost $1 million. So I do think there are significant concerns about the contract. If you look in one of the tabs, you'll see that the reporting requirements that they were so upset about in the audit, they went back to the 2000, I think in tab five or six, you'll see that in tab six, you'll see that I put in the statistical requirements from 2008, I put in the old contract, and now I put in the statistical requirements in this RFP, and you'll see that they're exactly the same as the old RFP. So, and we have seen no difference. Now that we've been providing the reports, we haven't seen any difference in prescribing. So there's a lot for you to look at. We look forward to a time where we can have you in a different forum explain this. There is a lot that you don't know, and you are the only people to decide it, not even the county board. This committee, under the law, under Chapter 46, you are the ones to recommend and review. It's almost like the licensing committee at the city. It'll go to the county board for an up or down vote, but the law in Milwaukee County places the responsibility on the five of you. And for them to say we're not telling you how we analyzed it or what we did, I would ask that you review that.
Okay. Director Colon.
So I just wanted to, I think there's a process for this, Madam Chair, committee, that right now you have a recommendation before you. It's my understanding that, you know, you have a recommendation before you. You need to decide on how you want to proceed with that. The formal appeal process happens when there's an award. And at this point, there's no award, so there should not be an appeal. An appeal comes to me. If the whole board were to approve this, an appeal could come to me. I decide on all the information. If I decide to go with the recommendations of
BHD, then another appeal goes directly to you. And then at that point, that's where you get all the information, and then you decide if you want to go against the recommendations of the division. So it's my understanding that that's how it works, and Corporation Counsel and Jerry Hare can speak to that.
Okay. I also saw Mr. Cady come into the room.
Pardon?
Did you hear, I'm sorry, did you hear what Director Colon just advised?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, I did, and I agree with the process that the director talked about.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Supervisor Taylor and then Supervisor Stemper, and again, this is regarding the contract that is in front of us.
No, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I just want to address something. I think you mentioned, I want to address something that Director Colon just said it. And I completely agree that that's the process. But for me to make a decision, I need more information than I currently have. And unless you guys provide that information, you know where my position will be. It'll be a no. So let's just be clear on that.
Madam.
Yes.
Just so you know, I don't have any information either. I'm not involved in this process, nor should I be. I don't have details or anything. So if an appeal comes to me, I'm in the same position that you guys are in. I'll get information that'll help me make a decision at that point.
Right.
Just the same way,
and I think
that
that's
opportunity
what,
be afforded to you.
And I think that's what we're doing now. I think that's what this committee is doing now based on the, you know, the referral by Supervisor Mayo, that we have some questions that need to be addressed.
Okay. Thank you. Supervisor Stemper.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In regards to the process, if we do go against, does everybody get a chance to apply again for the RFP?
Or I don't know. That's never happened.
That's never happened? No. But what would happen? Would everybody get a chance to apply again?
Under the structured
RFP?
Corporation Counsel or Mr. Hare, like, hypothetically, if this committee voted against the contract that is before us with Primerica, what then happens?
Madam Chair, this committee has the authority to essentially deem the process flawed, for lack of a better term, and that could end the RFP process, that particular process. Mm-hmm. You could then start another one, or this body has the ability to just award to a vendor without following an RFP process. So you have options.
Okay.
And
yes, just substitute Omnicare for Primerica. I think that's what you said. That would be acceptable.
Oh. And Madam Chair.
Uh-huh. Supervisor Stepper, you still have the floor.
I ask something about this.
Yes.
All these, which one? These highlights that are crossed out. Did you do that?
Or are you tab one?
No, let me finish.
Okay.
These highlights that are crossed out throughout this tablet, did you do that, or is this some, are you saying these are incorrections, or are you saying this is what was corrected and you received it after? What does this mean?
Tab one are the corrections.
You got them in four. You got them throughout the document. I'm saying that.
Right. That's what I'm saying. The different. What tab one was done by the department.
Madam Chair, point of privilege, please. This information he just gave us is not part of our docket. And if there's any other questions that they may want to have, they should talk to those individuals. But right now, that's not before us.
I just asked. She said I could. I asked her. She said I could.
Mm-hmm. I think it's. I think.
So
I
point
think,
of whatever that point. I asked.
Yeah. No. I think it's. As long as the document was handed out during committee, I think it's fine. He's asking clarifying questions regarding information that was provided to the committee, and I think unless Corporation Counsel disagrees, that it's okay for him to ask those questions.
Madam Chair, I'm not seeing the document that's being referred to. Related to the RFP?
Yes, that section one is related to the RFP. It actually has highlighted, I believe, what they believe should be corrections.
But if section one is just information from the department. These are all their mistakes that they made that they had to correct to take out all the jail stuff in tab one.
And did they give it to you like this?
Are you on, what page are you on?
Two, but it's throughout, you got. Throughout this packet, you have different cross-outs.
Some things I highlighted, yes. If it's yellow and it has a line through it, that was done by the department. If it's yellow and doesn't have a line through it, that was done by me so you could kind of skim through. So I don't know what page or what tab you're on.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter. That's just generally... What's happening throughout this document?
In tab one are all the mistakes that BHD had when they put out the document for a jail RFP. This is the sheriff would have loved this RFP that they put out initially. And they had to completely change it because nobody proofread it beforehand. And tab three was also from the department. Then the questions we submitted and our protest. I did those highlights because if they're yellow and they don't have crossouts, I did that for your, so you could go faster.
But
okay, hold on just a second, Corporation Counsel Walker.
So, Madam Chair, what I would say is at this point, any concerns that the vendor has about the process, the vendor should tell the committee. The committee then can, in fact, ask questions of the vendor, this one and the other one that are present, about the process. If you're looking at the actual RFP at this point, I would say that's probably not appropriate for you to be looking at the RFP and asking questions from the RFP because, again, the appeal that we've talked about, Chapter 110, you will have all that information in front of you. But if there are specific concerns about the process that was followed, absolutely inform the committee,
yeah.
And the committee is still free to ask questions about the process.
And if we could, Council, if you just, I don't know if you have, we can have an extra one for you. But tab three speaks to exactly what Council is referring to. The amendment termination by vendor was done, they talked about the question and answer period, they talked about the bid meeting. This provision, if you read this in tab three, was done after it was too late for anybody to ask any questions or make any changes. And if you read that closely, they pretty much don't ever have to pay anybody for a year. They've stretched it out. They created a 180-day appeal process. We don't know who to appeal to. But we were not allowed to ask questions about this on page it's section 9, page 39 of 40, in the first page in tab 3. You'll see we tried to ask questions to clarify. They were ignored. We tried to file a protest. That was ignored. And so this process right here on tab 3 was this violated process because they changed the RFP and then ignored any input after it.
Okay. All right, Supervisor Stemper, you still
Thank you.
The floor.
I still have the floor. I keep getting interrupted. Okay. This packet right here, you put this together specifically for this proposal?
For this today, yes.
Just for today? Okay. For us. For us, okay.
Yes.
So, okay, I got it. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My first question is for Corporation Counsel. Looking at this grievance process, are there legal implications that we could run into because the process is flawed?
Madam Chair, yes. There are legal implications if the process isn't followed and it's flawed. I mean, you've got people who can appeal, and we have to be able to defend those. It makes it less defensible if the process isn't followed.
Mm-hmm. And if we were to change vendors and the prior vendor sought legal venues, and we had to therefore settle. Would we possibly lose money from that account from doing that?
To the extent that we weren't successful in defending the process that the department followed in issuing the RFP and then ultimately awarding it, yes, if we're successful, then no. And that goes back to my initial statement of, you know, we have to be able to document the process in order to defend against any challenges to it.
Okay. thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Corporation Council. I wanted to ask Supervisor Mayo, my colleague, would it be feasible to do a layover for the call of the chair, where we could have some time flexibility? So if we could get this done earlier, that we possibly can.
I'd like to, do you think the department, really, the department already states that it would probably be, for next Thursday, will not be able to do this. If you want done this properly, and I want this done properly,
okay,
is to make sure that it's enough time that there will be no excuses. It'll be in front of us in the next cycle. Because the only thing we have to do is vote it up, vote it now. The bottom line, we don't have all the information. And it's the information that we refer to the Corp Council and to staff about the information that we need. I think this committee will be able to make a sound decision in the April cycle. And I prefer to keep it for the April cycle.
Gotcha. That's all. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Could I just...
And I know that Mr. Hare just ran out too, but I would like to... ask Mr. Hare to review the RFP process and to give us a report, and possibly we'll have a special meeting then next Thursday morning so that Mr. Hare can at least let us know what his findings were in regards to the RFP process. And that way that gives then the department and Corporation Council direction which to move from there. As I don't want to, the more information the better. So, like I said, you know, he ran out, but that's my intention right now, is to have him review it and give us a report back.
Madam Chair, will you please make sure that all the questions and concerns that the committee have and any county board supervisor have, give it to our analysts and our clerk so they make sure we have it for the record so everybody could be on the same page.
Yes, sir.
Madam Chair. Right. And may we submit as well to Mr. I think we had a very good working relationship with the audit, and that department really did a very good job, and I think that we have no trouble with them reviewing it. I don't know that they'll be able to do it in a week, but there are a lot of concerns. And just to Supervisor Bowen, we do have a contract through the end of the year, and we have a lease for the pharmacy, so there won't be any wasted money as we go along. The interesting thing I don't understand is we have a 90-day out clause, and they want to start it next April, so they'd have a two-month time period where they'd be paying two companies, presumably for America, to do nothing while we're still working. So those are some of the concerns. We have a contract. You don't have to worry about wasting money. We're here till the end of the year, and you know, we would love to have discussion about pharmacy pricing in detail with you at a future date.
Right, and I'm not sure if you were in the room, and Director Lucy did state that those 2 months were for transition.
Right.
And so it's
an
just
awfully...
I wasn't sure if you were in the room.
No, I was, but it's an awfully expensive transition.
Okay, but if you're going to do it and do it well, you know. All right, is there any further comments or questions from committee? Okay, we do have a motion before us for a referral to staff and to Corporation Council for next cycle. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on that motion.
Mayo.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
No.
4 ayes, 1 no. The motion to refer to Corp Council.
You can keep that.
Is approved.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Now, can we talk to Corp Counsel and the auditors?
Excuse me?
I'm asking Corp Counsel if we can provide information to the audit staff as we have in the past.
Yes.
And to Corp Counsel? Okay. Pardon?
Okay.
No,
Madam Clerk, Supervisor Stemper asks unanimous consent to be voted.